Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We give you praise and glory. Thank you for the privilege to come together, O God, to study the Word of God together. Just talk to God this morning and say, God, minister to me. Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, let me not leave the same way that I came in. Let me encounter your Word, O God, that will transform my life and take me from glory to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We give you praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing us with this wonderful day, O God. May it be a day that we will remember in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Lord, we thank you. May our lives not be the same. May we be transformed, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, bringing us into a new year and all that you have for us. Let us hear your word in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said a big amen. Oh, I'm excited about the word of God this morning. I don't know about you, but I am excited. We'll have a glorious time in God's presence. So let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Let's study. Thank you, Father. Verse 25. Mark 5, 25. It says, and there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, if I touch even his garment, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out of him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your diseases. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Thank you, Father. If you put what she said in verse 28, notice she said, for she said, if I touch even his garment, I will be made whole. And verse 34, and he said unto her, your faith has made you well. So what she said is what she believed, or that was her faith speaking. That was her faith speaking. So this month we fasted and we prayed, and we are all of us in the new year. We are looking at goals and visions and things that God will have us do. This woman set out with a specific purpose. She had been bleeding for 12 years, but she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. What was the first step that this woman took? What was the first step that this woman took? The first step that she took was, she said. I mean, when she heard about Jesus, someone may have told her about Jesus. Someone may have told her about Jesus. That's not a step that she took for herself necessarily. She took, the first step that she took was, she said. She said. She said. That was the first words, the first step that she took. And she got exactly what she said. So see, that agrees exactly with what Jesus taught us in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark 11, 23. That agrees perfectly with what Jesus said. Mark 11, 23. It says, Therefore, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. It will be done for him or her. It will be done. They will receive if they say to the mountain, if they say it and be taken up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart. For us to be able to accomplish the things and the projects that God gives to us, we're going to take faith. And he says that it does not doubt in his heart, but believes. So when this woman said, if I may touch his garment, that she was putting that law, that he was putting it into operation. But believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. That is exactly what this woman did. Her goal, what she wanted, was to receive healing in her body. Our goal for the year, our goal for the month, our goal for as we go along may be different from her, but the process to receiving from God is still the same process. The first step is for she said. So say it with your mouth, the things that you want to see in this year. For she said, I've begun speaking into the year. We have begun speaking into the year, into the month, and into the year. What we want to see. She said it first. At the time that she said it, she was still bleeding. She was still in that state. But the first step that she took was she said. That's so important if we are going to get things accomplished. Speak with your mouth in line with the word of God, the things that we want to see. For she said. That's so important. Contrary to, no matter what is going on in the natural, speak in line with the word of God. Speak in line with the word of God. And then number two, the second step she did was she actually made an effort. She did it. She made an effort to get to where Jesus Christ was. You see, the Bible says in James chapter 2, let's stand there. Thank you, Father. James chapter 2. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. James chapter 2, verse 26. It says, for us the body, James 2, 26. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Faith apart from works is dead. It wouldn't have done her any good to just said it. She spoke her faith, but she had to put, Weymouth's translation puts it this way, it says, faith without corresponding action is dead being alone. Faith is dead without action, without action, without putting action to her faith, nothing would have happened. She could have stood there and for thousands of years and said, if I may touch his garment, I shall be made whole. If I may touch his garment, I shall be made whole. If I may touch his garment, she could have done that from now till Jesus Christ returns, it wouldn't have made any difference. She had to make an effort to get to where Jesus was. She put action to faith. Put action to faith. That's when you're on the way to getting results. Faith without works is dead being alone. So that, say what you want to see, but endeavor to also put action to what you want to see in the year or in your life or whatever you want to receive from God. Faith without action is dead. She went to where the power was. She went to where Jesus was. That's the next step that she took. Number two, she did it. She put action to her faith. And then she received healing in her body as well. She received, and that is the third step. First step is say it. Second step is do it. And then the third step is receive. Verse 29, Mark 5, 29, it says, and immediately the flow of blood dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. So the third step is she received. You see, the feeling comes after the saying and the doing. That's so important. The feeling comes after the saying and the doing. Sometimes we want to feel first before we say it or before we do it. No, the saying and the doing comes before the receiving. She felt in her body that she was completely made whole. She was completely made whole. And then number four is Jesus, she came trembling. The next step is to tell it. Next step is to tell it. Verse 33 says, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him, notice, and told him the whole truth. The whole truth. The next step is to say it so other people, that's why we share testimonies, so other people can see what God has done in our lives and also receive. The next step is to tell it so other people can receive as well. We can follow this process to accomplish, to receive from God whatever we want, whatever we want. That's so important. That's so important. And this principle, we see that in so many places in the Bible as well. Number one, say it with your mouth. Don't endeavor to speak in line with what God's word. Speak what you want to see, not what you are currently experiencing. That's so important. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2 talks about that as well. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2. You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are snared. You see, the words of our mouth set the boundaries of our lives. The words of our mouth set the boundaries for our lives. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2, he says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. The words of our mouth set the boundaries for our lives. We are where we are today because of what we said yesterday. Where we'll get to in the future is as a result of what we'll speak into the future. It sets the boundaries of our lives. It sets the boundaries of our lives. We are snared by the words of our mind. It wouldn't have done her any good if she had started by speaking negative and saying, well, you know, I've been to all the physicians in the world, and I mean that I know of, all the best physicians in the land. They haven't been able to do anything for me. That's exactly what she will have received. But she made a choice to speak. You see, positive or negative, whatever happens to us, there's a great role that we play. It says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So we endeavor to speak in line with God's word. We endeavor to speak what we want to see in the year. We endeavor to speak what we want to see in our lives. My Lord and my God. I do that all the time. Sometimes I'll be walking around. I'll be speaking. Oh, I will run the race that God has for me. I will fulfill all that he wants me to do. I will finish my course with joy. Everything that God wants me to do, God wants us to do in this year, we will do it. Speak in line with God's word. That's so important. That's so important. Thank you, Father. That would to see the goodness and the hand of God and the things that God has for us in this year and in our lives, we are going to have to make it a practice. Make it a practice. Just, it should be normal with us to speak in line with what God's word. You see, the flow of the world is so negative. The world flows in a negative stream. And so it's easy for us to get in that negative stream based on what the news media is saying or based on what the doctor said or based on what somebody else says. The thing is, what has God said? That's what counts. That's the most important thing. That's the one that makes a difference. That's the one that makes a difference. Speak in line with the word of God and then put action to it. Receive it and then tell a testimony. Like I was sharing on December 31st, just recently, she went for an annual physical. When she went for that physical, they said her body is missing a certain hormone, a thyroid. The body is not producing that hormone. Well, when she came back, so they want to put her on medication and do further tests. Well, then I said no. The next time, knowing this thing, the next time that you go, everything will be clear. That's all I needed to do. Just say it. That's what Jesus said. Say it. Believe it in your heart, and it will come to pass. And sure enough, to the glory of God, she went for a further lab test. When they came, the doctor called and said, everything is clear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's just acting on the word of God. If we are taking the doctor's, not what the doctor is saying is a fact, but the truth of God's word is, by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see that in another instance. The same process. David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32 to 37. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. 1 Samuel chapter 17. David put the same principle in operation and he got results. In any area of our lives, it will apply. It will work financially, in your health, in any area of your life where you desire a change. In any area of your life where you desire something to change, it will work. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. 32 to 37. It says, notice this. And David said to Saul, this is when David went to the field where Goliath was, and there was a battle that was raging. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servants will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth. So notice verse 32, and David said, as we go along, notice how many times he said. And so verse 30 says, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant, notice again, David said, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when they came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. Notice verse 37. He kept saying, and David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. And so he kept saying, oh, everyone was afraid of Goliath. Everyone was afraid of the giant. But David kept saying, and at the end of the day, he got exactly what he said. He kept saying that this giant will be like the lion and the bear that God delivered me from. He said it first, and then he went after Goliath. He got the prize for the day. He got exactly what he said. I don't know what giants you have faced in your life. I don't know what you want to see in this year. But begin to speak to that giant. Begin to tell that giant and say, you will come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to speak with your mouth what you want to see. David kept saying all around, oh my God, I've seen God deliver me from the lion and the bear. Oh, you can remember the times that God has delivered you in times past. You can remember the goodness of God in your life. You can remember that if God has delivered you once before, he would deliver you again. If he has done it before, he will do it again. The same one that delivered me, he will deliver me. And he got exactly what he said. The goal and the vision that he wanted to accomplish, he ended up receiving it. Everyone was running away. Don't run to the circumstances of our life. When we put them by God, they begin to look small and insignificant. So long as we look at the giant looks bigger than us. But so long as we look at God, that giant or that mountain is not comparable to God. Hallelujah. That mountain in our lives may be different, but he kept saying, and eventually he took the giant down. Nothing is impossible with God. When we believe, nothing is impossible when we begin to speak in line with God, with what God said. Notice, he didn't even pray on this day. He just got there to deliver food. He's there to deliver food, and he realizes that there's a giant. And he begins to speak in line with God's word. No, he knew. David also knew that whatever he said, God would do it. Whatever he said about the giant, God will do it. How do you, Saul asked him to take his armor. He said, no, I don't need this armor. How do you kill a giant with just stones? He knew that it was not stones he was hurling at the person. He knew that there is a God who is going to, slay the giant. That's so important. That he knew that what he said will come to pass. David is the one that said, I believe and therefore have I spoken. He believed it and so he said it and then he got exactly that. May we begin to speak into the year, into our lives, the circumstances, the giant, those mountains that seem like, that they will never go away. Nothing can stand against God's word when we put it into operation. Thank you, Father. That woman received as well. There was power all around Jesus. She pressed through the crowd and received what she wanted. David did the same as well. The power of God is all around us. It takes faith to activate it. It takes speaking in line with God's word to see it in action. We talk about the atomic bomb and nuclear bombs. That can destroy. But here is power. There is power that is already present in the earth that will do us good. Hallelujah. That will deliver us and that will help us to accomplish what God has for us. Thank you, Father. And I love this next one. Oh, my. A birthday gift for Caleb, my good friend Caleb. Let's take to number 6. Thank you, Father. They all did the same thing. It's a principle in the word of God that works anytime, anywhere. Numbers chapter 13. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Numbers chapter 13. Glory be to God. Verse 25. Says at the end, Numbers 13:25. At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying out the land, and they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, we came to the land which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people, notice, who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan. Oh, but I love my friend Caleb. Verse 30. But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it. Then the man who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone to spy out is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people we saw in it are of great height. They are giants in the land. There we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come from the Nephilim. And we seem, notice, to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them. Oh, my Lord, we can spend quite a bit in this story. God had said that he had given them the land. See, God has said that I'm sending you to the promised land. Exodus 3, it talks, I'm giving you a good land, a land that flows with milk and honey, a land where there is everything in abundance, a land where you don't have to be concerned. That land is a good land that I'm taking you. And they sent out spies to go and look at the land. And when they came back, they said, yes, we saw it exactly like you are talking about. It's a fruitful land. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. But they said something else. That, however, the people who dwell in it, in the land, are strong. God knew that there were giants in the land. But he didn't care about the giants. If God is with you, he's bigger than any giants that may come, or force or power that may come against us. He didn't tell them about the giant. He told them about what is in the land. The good thing in the land. That is God's plan for us, to enjoy his goodness. We saw the descendants of Enoch there. See, what they saw and said, we are not going to be able to do this. You see, it says that they brought up an evil report. An evil report is a report of doubt. God has said it, but we put bad in there. No. God has said it. God has said it. I will believe it. They brought up an evil report of the land, the Bible says. Oh, but Caleb said, my Lord, let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it. We are well able to overcome it. Then in chapter 14, he says, the people are bred for us. Our God is with us. You see, what matters in our lives, what will matter in this year, is the fact that God is with us. The giants notwithstanding. No, what the one who is with us is what makes all the difference. Let us go up at once. And another thing that we notice in this story is that the majority is not always right. The majority accepted the report of that they sent 12 spies. 10 people, 10 of the spies says we can't do it. Two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, said we can do it. The majority is not always right. But what the word of God, sometimes when we begin to walk by faith and begin to walk by what God said, sometimes it may seem abnormal. We may not seem like normal people. Well, we are not normal people. We get abnormal results. The majority was not right. But the principle here, the thing where we want to notice this morning is that each of those people got exactly what they said. Each of those people got exactly what they said. They got exactly what they said. Notice what God said in the same Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9. Caleb talked about the fact that, verse 8, he says, if the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bred with us. He sized it up with God. Their protection is removed from them. The Lord is with us. He kept saying it. The Lord is with us. Do not fear them. The Lord is with us. And notice what God, how God responded. In the other people said, we cannot do it. Verse 24, it says, this is God responding to their complaint. The people said they couldn't do it. Caleb and Joshua said they could. It says, verse 24 says, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. And then verse 26, the Lord spoke to Moses and said to Aaron, saying, how long shall this wicked generation grumble against me? I've heard the grumblings. Notice, he says he's heard the grumblings of the people of Israel, which they grumble against me. Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, you are going to have exactly what you said. As you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. Your dead body shall fall in this wilderness, and of all your number listed in the census from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me. Everybody had exactly what they said. The people that said we will die in the wilderness, they died in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb, they said we will inherit the land. They did inherit the land eventually. Both camps. God said, as you have said, that's exactly what will happen. Good or bad, a lot depends on what we say with our mouth. That's so important. We want to see that clear. He says, as you have said in my hearing, that's exactly what will happen. And Caleb, exactly, because he has an excellent spirit and has followed me wholly. His name, Caleb, means dog. You see, a dog can follow you faithfully around, not questioning. That was him. He followed God wholly. He followed God wholly to be able to accomplish all that God has for us. It takes commitment. It takes faithfulness to be able to accomplish what God has for us. He followed wholly and fully. He didn't believe the report of the majority. Oh, he didn't believe the news report. Oh, he didn't believe what the news said. There are no jobs. The economy is bad. This has happened. No, he was willing to speak in line with God's word. If God is with us, God is with us. These people, they are bread. They are bread. Oh, my Lord, he describes them as bread. My Lord and my God, he was committed to following what God has said. And so, and the thing about it, and so when he got to his 85th birthday, they asked him, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want? Thank you, Father. He still kept saying what he wanted. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. He received eventually what he believed God for. He saw it. It took him a long time. You see, the people that were with him hindered him. That brings us to another aspect to it as well. That the company that we are in makes a big difference. They hindered Caleb and Joshua for 40 years. He said, let's go at once and do it. The whole multitude said, we can't. And so he had to patiently wait for that generation to pass away. The company, sometimes when we hang around, sometimes you may come to church, hear the word of God, you are full of faith. Then you go out and somebody says, again, the world moves in a negative stream. So one word that can come out of the mouth of somebody may contradict all the faith that you have in your heart. But know, always respond in kindness and in love with the word of God. But that company hindered him for a while from receiving what God had for him. Joshua chapter 14, verse 9. So when he came to that point, eventually, when he needed to receive, Joshua chapter 14, verse 6, said, "What do you want?" It says, "Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him," Joshua 14, 6, it says, "You know that the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me, 'I was 40 years old when the servant of the Lord sent me to Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart.'" Notice it was in his heart. "But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God." I was committed to following God this whole time. "And Moses swore on that day, 'Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses. The time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now, give me this mountain, give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out just as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him. Joshua wanted to hear his confession. He blessed him and said, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Oh, I love this story. My Lord, the man is 85 years. He's not wrapped himself in hot water bottles and cotton. He's saying, "Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain." Oh, if you are looking for a diet, look for one that consists of mountains. He said, "Those are bread for me. That is what I feed on. I feed on impossibilities. I feed on circumstances that come against me, that threaten to send me under. It is just bread for me. That is my diet. I am 85 years old, but my strength is as 40, when I was 40 years old. Give me that mountain and I will take it." And he took it. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Give me this mountain. That's my diet. That's the kind of diet I like. Impossibilities. Mountains. Give me mountains. I will take them. And he did. How many people do you see at 85 taking mountains? He called it bread. That's his diet. My Lord, that diet that steadily persisted in will make us overcomers. It doesn't matter, no matter how high it seems. It was not like the people that talk about things that are high in Ecclesiastes 12:5, who live on human strength alone. He asked for a mountain at the age of 85. No matter what we want, what you have faced, it's not too late. No, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Someone said, they wanted to become a doctor, and I think they were in their mid-30s, and they said, "Well, if I want to be a doctor, I will be, by the time I finish the whole process to become a doctor, I'll be about 45. Well, whether you go through the process or not, you will still be 45 in 10 years. You will still be 45. So get to it. If that's what needs to happen, whatever you need to do, you just do it. Oh, my, he at 85. He said, "Give me this mountain." Oh, there was one great man of God at the age of 80. Another servant of God, another man of God sent him a note on his 80th birthday and said, all the things that old people, you know, will need, people will need when they are old at that time. And he responded with a letter and said, you know, watch out for me. My ministry is just about starting. Moses started when he was 80, and I've just turned 80, so I'm just starting. Watch out for me. Those are the kind of people I like. I'm the kind of people that say, no matter where I am today, I will get to where God has for me. The destination that God has for me, I will get to it. The plan that God has for me, I am going to be committed and follow Him wholly. I am going to be committed and follow Him. And I know that as I do that, the plans of God concerning my life will come to pass. No matter the giants, no matter the impossibilities, no matter the things that stand in my way, I will speak the word of God, and as surely as I speak, God will see to it that it comes to pass. Somebody say amen. My Lord, I'm excited. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, this year, I pray in the name of Jesus. All these people, you see, the thing is, when they set out, they run into difficulties. They run into challenges. But they were willing to stay with it. They were willing to stay with it. They were willing to press in. The woman with the issue of blood had the crowd to deal with. David had Goliath to deal with. Caleb had the whole multitude to deal with. But no, when you set your eye on that goal, when God put that vision, when he puts it in your heart and you set out to do it, Just stay with God. Work with God. If God is with you, it will come to pass. Be consistent. Every vision requires consistency for it to come to pass. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 5, he says, all these things were written for our examples. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 5. These things were written, how does it apply to us? They are written there as examples to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So it says, First Corinthians 10, for I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. 5. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Where do we know that what pleases God? Hebrews 11:6 talks about the fact that without faith, it's impossible to please God. This bunch didn't believe what God says, so God was not pleased with them. Verse 6 says that, now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. They are examples for us. They are examples. God would notice. He says they all ate the same spiritual food. They all drank the same spiritual drink. And that rock that followed them was Christ. But they refused to believe the word of God. And he says these things are written for our examples. God wants us to trust Him, walk by faith in this new year and not by sight, so that we can accomplish all that He has for us. It's going to take faith. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take us follow Him wholly. Paul says, I press towards the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus, forgetting those things that are behind. Forget the past year. Forget that about what is behind. Press towards the mark. Press towards the mark. Press towards the mark. The price of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Thank you, Father. We press Whatever vision, whatever goal, whatever we want to see in our life, we let nothing stand in our way. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. Philippians 3 verse 12. Glory be to God. Forgetting those things that are behind, press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Not that I've already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Jesus Christ has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That was the Apostle Paul. No matter what was going on, forget what is behind. Look ahead. The goal that God has for us, the plan that God has for us, is what we will accomplish, no matter what is in our way. Let's make that our heart desire this year, that God, we will press towards the goal. Everybody, make a determination. This year, I'll bring someone to Jesus Christ. Lead them to Christ. Let them come to church. See that they are established. I'll press towards the goal personally. And as a church, we'll reach out to more people. More people will be saved. More people will be baptized. More people will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And together, we will accomplish what he has for us. We are not going backwards. Forward. I'm forgetting those things that are behind. No matter what may have happened in your life, forget what is behind and look forward. What is ahead is greater than what has gone before. The plan of God that is ahead is better than what has gone before. If that's you, say a big amen. Glory be to God. Let's close our eyes and pray. Oh, my. Thank you, Father. Forgetting those things that are behind. Forgetting those things that are behind. Oh, my Lord and my God, by our words we are taken, by the words of our mouth. This is so important. Let's pray and begin to speak into this month and to the year the things that God has for us, pressing forward, pressing forward, pressing forward. What is ahead is greater than what has gone past. In the mighty name of Jesus, pressing forward, pressing forward. If God is with us, no impossibility, no mountain or giant can stand up to our God. Just begin to talk to God this morning in the name of Jesus. What do you want to see in this year? What do you want God to do for you? He said, as you have spoken, that's what I will do. Whosoever shall say to this mountain and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he says will come to pass, that is what will be done for him. Begin to speak and pray and talk to God. God, this is what I want to see in my life. Your giants, your mountain may be different from mine, but none of it is impossible to our God. The things in your life that you want to get rid of, whatever the issue might be, talk to God this morning. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we give you praise and glory. My Lord, thank you for your presence in this place. Forgetting those things that are behind. Forgetting those things that are behind. And pressing forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, to what you have for us, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, pressing forward. Lord, I pray for each and every one, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the plans that you have for us are plans of good and not of evil. But we choose to press in and press forward. In Jesus' mighty name, the vision, the goal that you have for our lives, our health, our finances, our businesses, our relationship, whatever, oh Lord, that you have for us, we believe we receive it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. And we give you praise. We thank you for our lives. Thank you that this will be the best year of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month you will fill our mouth with testimony. Every month of this year you will fill our mouth with testimonies. Your good land that you are bringing us into. You said you had all this were written for our example. You have a good land for each and every one of us. I pray that each and every one of us will possess what you have for us, O God. No one will be left behind. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue as we rely on your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into that place and into your plan that you have for us. Thank you that we, with you, we are the majority. My Lord and my God. Thank you, like Caleb, he was of the tribe of Judah, of the tribe of praise. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Faith and patience and praise to you, we inherit all that you have for us. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. And if you are listening to this and you don't know Jesus, you want to have a relationship with him. Ask him to come into your heart so that you can get on the right road. Despite the disappointment and the hurts in life, Jesus can make it right. If you want to welcome him into your heart, just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. Today, I take you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you that I'm saved. And thank you that I will live to fulfill all that you have for me. We give you praise and glory. Now let's just raise our hands and I'll pray for us. Before we go, thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray, oh God, thank you for our church family, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing in our midst and what you are doing through us. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. And as you begin to speak in line with God's word, I pray that the desires of your heart are the things that you desire to see God. May God give them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Live to fulfill the plan of God for your life. May this year be the best year. May you see the goodness and the hand of God in your life this year and live to testify that God has been good. May the peace of God be yours. May the peace of God be yours. May the peace, may he cause his face to shine on you. And may you see his goodness in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.